and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday. And in the first 2 hours of every Wednesday, it's Black Excellence. In the third hour, it is Manhood Hour. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. You can get involved by calling right now. You can call 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my brand new biblical question. It's a doozy. It's a ola, a comatelli bull for all those who want to overcome. Did Jesus say, you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? Did Jesus say that? You must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again. Amazing biblical question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show because you got to go and run around and do whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show, but you can still listen as the show is happening on your phone, no matter where you are or what you're doing. You can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It is Wednesday, the first hour of the show on Wednesday. And every Wednesday, first and second hour is Black, because we love the Blacks. It is Black Excellent Hour. That was then when America was America. And this is now. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror fool about to come off.
I think you pretty much pissed off everybody.
He black. What's wrong with the blacks? Amazing. And you know what else is amazing about today? He is back. Your friend, my friend, friend of Bond, a son of God, the smartest white man, one of the smartest white men on this side of the planet, Bill Lockwood. It's the host of Patriot Pulpit and Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood. He is a preacher at Our Park Church of Christ in Texas. And you can support Beard. I encourage you to. Really. You will not regret it. You're helping him to help others. Go to wofi.com. Is that Wofi?
K-O.
I'm hyphen, not, no, my bad. K-O. What?
Hyphen F-I.
K-O hyphen F-I .com/patriot pulpit. K-O slash
patriotic.
FI.com/patriotic pulpit. And we're going to get it out again so you can really get it. All right. Good morning, Bill.
Good day.
All is well. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful.
Nice. Just,
yeah. Looking forward to being on the show with you today.
Right on. Same here. You let me ask before we get into the State of the Union from the Great White Hope last night, how do you see the country? What's going on? How do you see things happening in the country and around the world, really, but in America?
Well,
how's it looking?
Well, I think things look pretty grim as far as the country is completely divided. The difference between conservatives and liberals is no longer that at all. It's really between people who are for the Constitution and conservative values and family values and Christian values against the ungodly forces of communism and socialism. And that's what's happening. So with this last election cycle, we saw that the Democrats pulled off their masks and they were basically socialist communists. That's what this has been about all the while. So that has become entrenched, even though mainstream media has covered it up and simply called them, you know, liberals or more liberal and Democrats and just use that, and they just refused to use the phrase socialist. Now, all of a sudden, they're using it. But as everyone who knows, who studied the history of it, recognizes that socialism has been engrafting itself in American life since the time of Woodrow Wilson. And now they're taking the masks off and they're calling themselves socialists. Yes, we're communists. Okay, that's, yeah, well, we knew that, but no one wanted to call it out. So now they're calling themselves out. So,
yeah.
So I think since that is the case, the division is going to be very deep. And I don't know that there's going to be resolution on a peaceful measure regarding that.
And it's interesting that they're like opening about it now. No one has to wonder if they're socialists, communists or not. They're saying
right.
it out loud. But why do the people, a lot of people, accept it so easily?
Well, for several reasons, I think. Perhaps number one is because our educational system has been so watered down and so tortured so as to teach that, as a matter of fact, to misteach American history. We don't have any kind of real good American history being taught, mostly in the public school system. We simply have the kids marching out of the public school system thinking that we have stolen the land from the Indians,
yeah.
that we were the bad guys, that we're the one who oppressed the blacks, that our founding fathers were the ones who came up with slavery, and they're slaveholders, and we've got to reject them. And so they don't know anything about the founders, nothing about the principles of the Constitution. So the educational system, number one, has really destroyed the heart of American thinking, and we don't even have much think anymore. Matter of fact, I was going to make mention of it regarding the State of the Union last night. It just is a picture of what is going on, because this is why we cannot have open debate any longer, because of the way the Democrats behave. And I tell you, it's getting to be pretty raucous. And instead of having thoughtful discussions, it's just shouting each other down and all that kind of stuff. And it's just like, okay. So that's number one. The educational system has been completely overturned, and that's been going on for a long time. Number two is that we have become addicted to the social media screen, the television. And so that being the case, we cannot sit and listen to and reflect upon a thoughtful discussion any longer at all. We just can't think about, okay, let's weigh what was said here.
Yeah.
We don't do that anymore. We think, well, I like that speaker. Well, he was funny. He was self-effacing. And as far as, well, what did he say? Well, I don't know. Do you agree with what he said? I'm not quite sure, but we like the speaker anyway. We don't weigh ideas very well. Yeah. And I thought that was evident last night in the State of the Union.
That's amazing. One other quick thing about that. There are some, I don't know how widespread it is or is it true or not. There are some young, I guess, millennials and maybe Zs who are turning against Trump because they disagree with one or two things that he's either said or doing. Like, they're turning against Trump because they said he wanted to fight in a war over in, where's that country?
Iran.
Iran. So they're mad at talking about that. They're mad at him because they say, oh, he took the ICE people away from Minnesota. And so they're like totally turning. What do you think about that? And what would you say to them that's supposed to be turning on Trump?
Well, first of all, I do sympathize with the questions about Iran.
Right.
I do not really, and I don't understand why we seemingly have not turned the page on international involvement, which I thought that's what we were going to do. So I sympathize with that. And I sympathize also with their feelings, their millennial feelings, that why do we have to continue to support Israel like we do? I'm not so sure that that's the way we ought to go. And this international involvement all over, I don't believe that. Sending troops all over the world, I feel like we need to pull back from that. That's number one. So, but the overall picture is, this is the best we're going to get.
Yeah.
What is the alternative is a communist. And that's what we better get on board here. And let's have a debate in the inner circles of Trumpism about what we should do on an international stage. I think that's a legitimate debate. But as far as saying, okay, I'm gonna quit supporting Trump. What are you gonna support? Well, you got communism on the other side. That's what you got. So those are the options we have in front of us.
And you're right. I can understand people disagree. I disagree with some of the stuff the president
does. I do too.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to turn on him completely. I'm not going to turn on him because I disagree with him, because he's doing an amazing job, and there's no one that can do better than what he's doing. And like you just said, if it's not Trump, it's going to be total socialism running the whole country in every aspect. But they don't seem to be able to disagree without turning on the person.
Well, that gets back to what I said earlier. We have become so raucous, and we cannot, that is just in a disagreements. We cannot, with thoughtful discussion, have a disagreement saying, okay, why is this particular policy not good? Why is this particular plank something that is unconstitutional? Let's weigh it here. We don't weigh things about with reason and rationality.
Right.
We simply just, I don't like it. Okay. And we're going to go the other way. It's like, so, but that is the tone that is set. And we saw it last night with the Democrats, and they've set the stage for this whole the raucous way of doing politics. You know, this get in your face business is the way they've set the stage. And that's what we're playing into, I think, too frequently.
The Democrats don't even act, the men and the women in the Democratic Party representative and the media, they don't act like grown-ups. I mean, it's like, where are the grown-ups? They like dancing and singing and cursing and carrying on. And they don't act mature and grown up. They act like worse than kids, to be honest. I've never seen anything like this.
You know what? That was my, when you were going to ask me at the State of Union, the first thing I was going to talk about was in general, my general impressions.
Okay.
Number one is exactly that. We have lost. We don't try to uphold decorum. We have no decorum, and the pace is set by the Democrats. Because this is what communism does. They do not ask for a good open dialogue debate. They actually want to get in your face, shake their fist, and get angry and raucous. Just as an illustration, we had last night, John Fetterman was wearing a suit, for crying out loud. You know, he was showing that this is a place where we should honor the decorum of the moment. you don't see him. He's always wearing these hoodies, but he was in a suit. But on the other hand, you have the Rashida Tlaib wearing an F ice button. I'm going to say I object with all of the fiber of my being to the Congress people who are using foul and filthy language in the meeting houses. Now, they may talk that way by themselves, and I'm sure they do. But to bring that in the people's house, I absolutely object to that, using the Lord's name in vain, holding up signs like Al Green, that he's deranged, holding up a sign. I just absolutely am so dismayed of the lack of decorum and the lack of ability to just reason and think. And here's another thing. When Trump made that statement regarding, if you support Americans first, and instead of illegal aliens, I want you to stand. I thought that was the signature moment of the entire speech. But no Democrats stood. They're so full of hate and venom and vile and vitriol, they cannot see clearly to do anything that is supportive of what is really America first. The America first, they despise that. But I just really hate the lack of decorum, Jesse.
Yeah.
Now, someone's going to say, you know, well, Joe Wilson several years ago hollered out, that's a lie. I didn't like that. And he did write to the White House and apologize. They accepted his apology. But do you think Rashida Tlaib is going to apologize? How about Ilhan Omar? Is she going to apologize for shouting out, continue like, through the whole speech, and she was trying to shout him down? We have lost. We're not thinking. We're not a thinking society. We don't have any rationality. I tell you what, the first thing we do when we go into a debate, I say, no one is able to speak. And even, I don't even want people saying amen when I say something. They agree. I don't want that. Because if I'm debating you, I don't think that's fair to you to have audience members saying, amen, amen. No, shut your mouth. Let the people here do the discussing and you listen. But we just can't seem to do that. So that's one of my big beefs about this whole thing. And here's something else while I'm on a rant. I don't know if we need to go to break or not.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
All this discussion about Trump's a wannabe dictator, I just think that is so humorous. If he's a wannabe dictator, then why doesn't he just arrest the members of the Supreme Court that just ruled against him? Why did he turn education back over to the states and want to shut down a federal program? Why does he want to turn health care back over to the people of the states instead of allowing it to drift into Washington, D.C., as Obamacare did? Why does he want all these things to weaken the government? Why does he not want to come in with onerous and these top-down laws on energy? Why does he want to deregulate from Washington, D.C., if he's a wannabe dictator? Yeah. That shows you the Democrats can't even think their way out of a wet paper sack.
They don't believe that Trump want to be a dictator. They're just saying that because they
must
know
be.
They said enough that some of the people in the public are going to get angry and support the Democrats rather than Trump. They know Trump is not trying to be a dictator at all. And they just lie, you know. They just throw things out there because they know a lot of their supporters are going to believe it. So they don't believe that.
Well, they're not lying. Only that, but just think about also thinking about the general impressions from the State of the Union last night. 50-plus Democrats didn't even come.
Yeah.
And they had their own little their own little get-together where they're wearing frog suits to depict swamp. And I just think, we're like the cartoon characters. It's like what people want to go to church and see cartoon characters anymore. It's like, what do we become in America?
Yeah.
We have no really professionalism. And it's so sad to me to see us devolve that way.
It is, man. It's mind-blowing to see it. That guy, that black guy, Al Green, I think his name is.
Yeah.
He was carrying a sign that said, black people ain't apes. How can a grown adult man go to an event like that with the intent of acting that way? It's just, at that kind of event, it's mind-blowing to me. How can a grown man act that way? His heart is so wicked. How can he do that?
You know, this is what I'm talking about, that they are They're there to be in your face and making statements instead of allowing the president to speak. You know, they're not even, they should be respecting the office of the president.
Yes.
You know what? I despised what Barack Obama did to our country. I despised his programs. I despised his policies, his stance, where he came from, the communism that he represented. I despised all of that. But I would never do that if the man was speaking. He is the elected representative, the president of the United States at one time. I would respect that office, and I would do that. I would not hold up a sign, but these, I don't know, these Democrats, but they don't know how to have a rational thinking disagreement. Instead, there's just, everything is just out loud, and it's like we're all in a bar now, and we're all going to be pushing each other around with, you know, whiskey in our breath, and pushing each other, and you know, it's just like... Now, I want to say regarding my general impression also.
Yes, I want to hear your impression of the state reunion.
My general impression, it was a great speech. He had some great, great things. I do want to say on a negative side, I don't think Trump is the best speaker in the world. I don't. I think he repeats himself so much, and he uses these worn-out phrases, you know, like you've never seen before type stuff, and in, you know, the levels you've never seen before. But he's just not a great speaker, and I'd much rather listen to J.D. Vance or Marco Rubio, but... It was a great speech. He had a lot of genius in it, and I thought he had restraint in it regarding the Supreme Court decision that he made reference to. He acknowledged it. He just said, you know what, he thought it was a bad decision, and then he went on. He made a statement twice about it, but I thought it was a great speech. He brought a lot of good stuff into it. The policies that he highlighted, I thought, how can anyone disagree with that?
All right.
No tax on tips. And the idea of getting rid of the income tax, I thought, what American would not want that? Well, I guess the Democrats don't, they want it, but that was such a great, his speech had so many good ideas, and I thought it was just really great.
Amazing. I want to play that one soundbite which you mentioned, the president, hold on 1 minute here, President Chowder, Economic Conferenceman. I want to play that one where the president ask the lawmakers to stand. If they agree, the first duty is to protect American citizens. Watch this from Fox.
So tonight I'm inviting every legislator to join with my administration in reaffirming a fundamental principle. If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens. Isn't that a shame? You should be ashamed of yourself not standing up. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I thought that was so brilliant, Bill. I didn't know what to do with it. That president will have the people that support Americans to stand, so the world can see the ones that don't support the Americans.
You know what? I thought that was, as I said, the signature moment, but I think it was a brilliant, brilliant statement. And it was a great maneuver on his part, because the Democrats showed themselves to be children, just like kindergarten children with their signs last time. Remember how they had the signs?
Yeah.
And all those little stupid signs they had, like, I don't like that. So they showed themselves, they just, you know, show themselves to be immature children. But so this time they said, well, we're just going to wear white dresses. And some of them got shouting and stuff. But they thought, well, we're going to sit here. And you know what? He turned that against them, I thought.
Yeah.
he had them participate against their will. I thought it was... I thought that was great. You're going to participate. And I thought, how good is that? I thought, wow.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
What a brilliant man.
Wow. Here's where the president talked about his economic accomplishments. Watch this from Fox News, folks.
The state of our union is strong. A short time ago, we were a dead country. Now we are the hottest country anywhere in the world, the hottest. One of the primary reasons for our country's stunning economic turnaround the biggest in history, where the Dow Jones broke 50,000 4 years ahead of schedule, and the S&P hit 7,000, where it wasn't supposed to do it for many years, were tariffs. The only thing standing between Americans and a wide-open border right now is President Donald J. Trump and our great Republican patriots in Congress. Thank you. Thank you.
What do you say to that, Bill?
Amen. You know, that is exactly right. The country is on an economic track, doing much better.
Yeah.
All the indicators show that it is better, and I am in favor of tariffs. I tell you what, Jesse, I am in favor of that.
Yeah.
And the reason that people don't like it is because they have been disenchanted with America, and they are into globalism, in which they would like, and what they did do, through NAFTA and different trade agreements, they sent all of our manufacturing overseas, and they did that purposefully. That was on purpose. As a matter of fact, I want to mention this. back when Bill Clinton passed the NAFTA, or Bill Clinton's presidency, and the Congress passed it, Newt Gingrich got up in Congress and said this, and this is so important. He said, you know what, when we're about to pass NAFTA, which would, of course, do away with some of those tariffs and would also allow trade to go overseas and the manufacturing to go overseas. He said, this is a transformative moment in America. We're doing something completely different. And he talked about the danger of it. But you know what? He came and voted for NAFTA. And within 1 year, our manufacturing went from 25% of the jobs in America to 12.5%. Because now they saw it profitable to go overseas with all the manufacturing bases. And for example, right here in Wichita Falls, where I live, we lost most of the manufacturing. It just went to Mexico. Some of it went to China. We lost all of that. So now to bring it back, tariffs are to bring it back. I know the Democrats will say, well, the consumer is the one who is going to eat the tariff, the money that's going to be taxed for the foreign countries bringing their products in here. The long-range goal is to bring back manufacturing here, not simply to put tariffs on the product, but to bring back the people and the factories who make it. But the globalists in our Congress for a long time have wanted to completely destroy and eviscerate the manufacturing, and because they're so brainwashed on this globalistic idea that America needs to be just another country among other countries and to send our manufacturing overseas, which they did. This is the only way to bring it back.
Amazing. What made Newt make such a powerful point about what would happen with this deal that at the time, and yet vote for it rather than voting against it? What made people do that?
Because of the belief system that they have. Our schools and universities and law schools and our elementaries and our secondary educational systems and universities and graduate schools have been teaching for 75 years under the direction of the United Nations, and before that, the League of Nations, that globalism is the way to go. That we need to have globalism, in which we need to help the other countries of the world, whether it be in foreign aid, which is unconstitutional, or in eviscerating our manufacturing base and sending it over there to help Mexico, or sending it all the way over there to help China. We built China up. And so under that, that is a doctrine that they have believed for 75 years at least, that globalism is the way to go. So because of globalism, Newt Gingrich himself is a neocon. And that's what a neocon means. Oh. It is a globalistic person who accepts the big government of FDR and the socialism of FDR, accepts all of those things, the New Deal socialistic policies. They accept them in principle. And so they accept those. So Newt Gingrich is a globalist.
Let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back. A couple quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com. The guy with the good hair. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God. It's not even a loan. It's a gift. You don't want to miss it. The American Anchor Baby. And Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had an amazing, very interesting, different kind of conversation with Jason Mayhem Miller. And Jason is a former UFC fighter, actor, comedian, and podcaster. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you have perfect peace?
You say perfect peace? Is that aromatherapy candle?
No.
Is it intervention to make me more Zen Buddhist?
What?
The power of Christ compels me.
You know the Great White Hope, right? Some people call him daddy.
I call him Gringo Poppy.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Why don't you love all people?
No, I do. I can love you, but still kill you.
Would you ever follow a woman?
Make my omelet, steak and eggs.
What is love?
Got to do with it. Got to do with it. Next question.
It was interesting. This Friday at 11 a.m. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And I do appreciate it. I have with me Bill Lockwood, and we're going to get to some of your calls and your super chats here. Mm-hmm. But, Bill, tell the folks how they can support you and how to find you and everything.
Yeah, thank you for that, Jesse. Well, I have a pulpit at the Iowa Park Church of Christ. So you can find me on Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood. You can also go, of course, to the Iowa Park Church of Christ, the CLC website. But Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood, my sermons are all put up there. And then I have a Ko-fi account, ko-fi, and then it's slash, .com/ patriotic pulpit. Yeah, Ko-fi. James Hake has it better than I do. But anyway, you can support me that way.
He's not in the studio right now. What is it?
Where did he go?
That was right, though. That is ko-fi.com/ patriotic pulpit.
Okay. You can see me blushing right here on the screen.
I know how rough it is because I can't remember a lot of the things I have to about my own website. So I totally understand it. Bill, what did you think about the Supreme Court rejecting the president, I guess, some aspect of terror?
Well, I'm not certain about whether that was a correct ruling or not on that one, but I am appreciative of Trump saying, you know what, we have other avenues to go, and I think that's just what we ought to do.
Yeah.
I know the day that it happened, he came out and he blasted the Supreme Court justices, which I will say, you know, I would not have handled it that way. I don't think I would do it that way. Just come out and just, you know, but he was appreciative of Brett Kavanaugh and others who pointed out, you know, what you can do as far as tariffs are concerned. But I will say that I do believe in tariffs. And right. I wanted to get back to this regarding globalism, internationalism. Since the time of Woodrow Wilson, we have been indoctrinated with internationalism. And that is seen in, for instance, we have, for example, after World War II, we had the Marshall Plan, where we have obligated ourselves to assist Europe in any kind of war that they have. And so that's what we have. So we were paying the lion's share of all of those taxes, all of those monies. We're paying the lion's share of the United Nations. We're paying all of those things. And the UN has, from the beginning, its outset, a global government in mind. But we have been the one who's funneled money into it. We've paid into it. It's not just as something has gone awry in the last few years. This was the plan from the beginning. And that's why I disagree with Trump. He acts like, well, we've just kind of gone off the rails with the UN. No, this was the plan from the beginning. This is why President John Kennedy signed a declaration in which he was going to turn over a period of time, all of the armed forces and equipment and weapons and everything over to UN Blue Helmet armies. Internationalism has dominated our thinking, it has dominated our politics, it has dominated our schools, and the Council on Foreign Relations has dominated the way that politicians think. That's why, going back to the question you asked earlier, why it is that Newt Gingrich would side with the NAFTA yeah. when he said it's actually, he even said it is a sovereignty destroying move, but he voted for it because it would siphon off all of our manufacturing, so it makes us a service industry-oriented country, and that's exactly what it did. So tariffs, even though the Democrats will say, well, the American people are bearing the brunt of the taxes that the foreign nations are paying in tariffs, that may be in part true, or maybe in all true, but the ultimate goal is so that they don't simply continue to send their goods back here,
yeah.
but they will bring back the manufacturing base, and therefore we will not have that. And then he pointed out what the ultimate goal is, no income tax. What a great thing is that?
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. One other quick thing about new decision. Mm-hmm. He knew it was a bad idea based on what you've said about it.
Correct.
Did he profit from it? Why would, knowing that it's not good for America, here you are working, representing America, did it profit him in some kind of way to say, okay, I'm going to vote for it, knowing that it was a bad idea? I mean, I still don't quite understand why would he, you said he's a globalist.
Neocon.
A neocon.
Yeah.
And what does that mean, neocon?
A neocon is, it was defined by Irving Kristol. Irving Kristol is Bill Kristol's father. Bill Kristol, as you know, right. So Irving Kristol wrote the book on neoconservatism. Charles Krauthammer was a neoconservative. Most Republicans in Congress for the past several decades have been neocons. And that is to say, as Irving Kristol puts it in his book, Neoconservatism, that is, they accepted the New Deal programs of FDR, which is big government redistributing monies from taxpayers to other pockets in America, which our founding fathers all, by the way, with one voice, said was completely un- and anti-constitutional. But here we come along with the time of FDR, and he began, and by the way, every Supreme Court justice said at the time, the New Deal programs are completely unconstitutional because they're simply transferring money from the pockets of the earners to the pockets of the takers. But so he threatened to pack the Supreme Court, he got it in place, and so the New Deal went on. Neoconservatism is the Republicans who say we are accepting the New Deal program, but not to the extent that the Democrats are. We'll take redistribution of wealth, but only just a little bit. We will take the we'll take Medicaid, Medicare, just a little bit. We will take welfare, just a little bit. That's neoconservatism. So Newt Gingrich, I don't think that he, as far as I know, he didn't profit from it financially, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
But he was completely and has been, and I think even to this day, he's been brainwashed by the doctrine of internationalism and neoconservatism, which is where most people are educated today, even in the Republican ranks. George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, neoconservatives. That's why the country didn't change direction when we had a Reagan, then we had a Bush. Why, or I should say when we had Clinton and then we had Bush. Why didn't it change direction? Why have we never changed direction internationally from the Democrats to the Republicans, seemingly? Why don't we ever change direction except with Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Because most of them are neoconservatives. That's what neoconservatism is.
When President Trump is out of there, will they go back to that?
Yes, they will.
Oh, man.
Unless you have a J.D. Vance or Marco Rubio. I don't know exactly all about Marco Rubio, but I like him a lot. But unless we have a J.D. Vance or someone who is cut in the mold of Donald Trump, such as I believe J.D. Vance is, and I think that we would go, if we have someone like that, we'll not go back. But if we get a soft shell, what we call simply soft Republicans but neocon Republican or a Democrat, if we get to a Democrat, we're going hard socialist communist right now. But if we get a soft shell Republican, we'll kind of trickle along the way and stumble along towards socialism all the way.
Amazing. Haight is telling me that he heard an investment advisor say that Americans only pay 30% of the tariffs. Is that true? Do you know if that's true or not?
Well, I don't know, and I'm going to say this. I've heard Democrat economists on Fox News saying, well, 92% of all the tariffs are paid by the American taxpayer. You know, right now, even if they're going to say 100%, that's not the point. They're missing the big picture. I'm a big picture guy. They're missing the big picture, and the big picture is get the manufacturing back here.
Yeah.
Why is it, just as an example, Harley-Davidson motorcycles, most of the parts, at least several years ago, were manufactured where? Overseas. They were manufactured in foreign countries. They put them together. They assembled them in the United States, so they say it's an American-made bike. But the parts were manufactured overseas.
Yeah.
And but that's internationalism. We have that's the real job creation. That's what really is the engine of economic growth, manufacturing. But we bled it right out of America with Bill Clinton. And that was purposeful. That was absolutely purposeful because he's an internationalist, and that's what the Democrats are first and foremost. And unfortunately, that's what Newt Gingrich is too.
That's amazing. There's let me see here. Somebody just sent me some more information, so I wanted to read you a chat, but I can't see it. It went away.
I just have it right here.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Do you have the one from X?
Yeah, the chat on X live stream. This was a question for Bill. It was a comment as you guys were talking about international involvement. The comment that reads, international involvement is not optional. Thoughts.
What do you think, Bill?
It just depends on what are you talking about. Are you talking about me taking our taxpayer money and sending it over there to another country to defend that country? Or are you talking about free trade that is trade with another country? What are we talking about? International involvement. That makes no sense whatsoever. Of course, international involvement at some degree is always going to be there. We were involved internationally in the time of George Washington. We were involved internationally in the time of Thomas Jefferson. But what we did not do is we took taxpayer money and sent it overseas to pay them. We did not take our monies with foreign aid. That was unconstitutional and is still to this day unconstitutional. We did not take our armies and set them in over 200 countries. It just depends upon what kind of internationalism. So if you're going to say, well, and that's a nice little truism. Well, international involvement, that's something you have to do. You have to accept it. Well, it just depends upon what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Amazing. Let's go to John out of Kentucky. John, you are on with Bill Lockwood.
Oh, good. I was expecting you to take my call, but Mr. Bill Lockwood, I don't
know a lot
about politics. I'm doing good. I don't know a lot about politics, but I'm curious to what you think about us going to war with Iran, and if Trump is making that call, or is he being led by somebody else on making that decision?
You know, that is a great question, John. I'll tell you what, I don't know all of the answers to that as far as who might be pulling the strings on that one. I've read some things where some people suppose that Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu are actually the one calling the shots here or wanting him to be involved. I do know that the Council on Foreign Relations, which is an organ of the United Nations, wants him to be involved internationally. My thoughts on it, however, is that we should not be involved militarily in Iran. Now, I'm going to put a caveat on that and say this, John, that the reason that Iran is in the shape that they're in right now is because of our involvement and the traitorous and treacherous acts of the Jimmy Carter administration in 1979, where we actually cut the throat of the Shah of Iran, who was our friend and actually wanted trade with us and wanted to be involved internationally with us. But we actually kicked him out, like one reporter put it, like a dead mouse. And so we have been involved internationally that way by undercutting governments who wanted to cooperate with the United States. So, but my short answer is I don't agree with being involved with Iran militarily at this particular point. I just do not. And I don't think that we should be playing the global cop all over the world, but we have created some of the chaos over there. Not only that, we created the chaos in Vietnam. I mean, we went over there and we absolutely did not fight to win. We just fought to, and then we ended up giving South Vietnam to the North Vietnamese, and they came and had a bloodbath. And so I do have a caveat on some of those statements, but that's my general thoughts, John. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. So would you say America is a corrupt country?
Well, from the standpoint of what's going on in politics, I do believe it is very, very corrupt. I believe there's a swamp. Yeah. I do believe that's the case. I believe that congressmen, congresswomen, these people are taking so much money and profiting from their offices. Absolutely out of control corruption going on here, insider trading. And what's happening, for example, in the public welfare programs, just as Trump pointed out, going on in Minnesota, over $19 billion stolen, apparently, from the American taxpayer. And that's going on in many different states. But that corruption we've invited by making this a socialistic style country, taking everything to Washington, D.C., where you, John, cannot ride herd on it. You can't control it in Washington, D.C. You can control what's going on there in your state a lot better than you can control what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, John.
Well, hey, one more thing.
Yes.
Hey, I'm glad that he's an honest man because he sounds 100% honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you say that Trump has any corruption? Can you hold him accountable for anything? Or do you look at him like the people in his cult look at him? As a perfect man that's doing everything right.
Well, I don't believe he's a perfect man, of course, and I don't believe everything that he does is right. I don't agree, for example, with what we just talked about regarding Iran. And I do not believe necessarily either in going over and rebuilding in portions of Israel. I don't believe that that's what Americans want. I don't believe that's what's on the agenda for the Constitution. So I don't agree with those things at all. I don't know anything about his personal faith or anything like that. I do know that he's trying in certain directions, but I think he's made some mistakes on those things, and I don't agree with everything he's done. I certainly don't, and I would be the first to say, you know what, pull it back, and we don't need to be doing that.
Thank you. James, another Super Chat question for Bill.
Mike Young gave a Super Chat saying, hey, Bill, how will gas prices affect America if we go to war with Iran?
Well, I'm not sure what the gas prices, I suppose that the assumption is that the gas prices, if we go to war with Iran, which I think, why should we be at war with Iran? But anyway, if indeed, and incidentally, let me just put a note, I'm going to take a sidetrack for a moment. You know, if we're interested in these dictatorial regimes such as Iran, why don't we go to China and just take on China? Because they have the same thing going on over there where they put people in gulags themselves. But be that as it may, gas prices in Iran, if we go to war over there, I don't know that gas prices are going to spike. They may, but I think that we've been trying to be energy independent. And I think that was Trump's main point, and that is to be energy independent here, no matter where the war would take place. So I don't know exactly what will happen with gas prices if we do go to war with Iran. But I'll tell you what, just to say those words makes me so, so sickened at my stomach to think that we'd be at war with Iran.
Why do Trump want to go to war with Iran? Why does he threaten it? I mean, that he want to go to war, but
yeah.
He seemed to be, if he have to go, he would go. Why is he even dealing with Iran in that way, Iran?
Well, once again, I'm going to say that the idea of internationalism is a doctrine that is deeply rooted in Washington, D.C., okay. and in state governments. And everywhere you go, the United Nations, the Council on Foreign Relations, all of these international organizations, internationalism, which Trump actually argued against and campaigned against, it's so deeply rooted, I just think he's having a hard time getting rid of it, and I think he's kind of fallen into it myself.
Oh, okay. Because of time, we're about to run out of time. I want to know, should America be involved with helping Israel at all? If so, how much and if not, why not?
That is a great question, and I'm going to say this. I saw a clip from Joe Rogan the other day where one guy, and Joe Rogan was asking him, well, we don't need to be helping all these illegal aliens in New York City. And I'm going to have the same answer that Joe Rogan could not find. And this liberal was saying to Joe Rogan, say, well, we've got to help these people. We've got to help these people. Therefore, we have to have a welfare system. And Joe Rogan couldn't find the answer. He said, well, I suppose so. The answer is, if you want to help those people, do it with your free will offering. Yeah. You do it if you want to help some illegal, and I say it to churches also, go get down there and help them. If you want to help illegal aliens in America, go help them. I'm not saying don't, but the idea of taxing me and taking my money and putting it to an illegal alien, that is unconstitutional. It's ungodly. It is not biblical at all. So I'm going to say the same thing regarding Israel. If people want to support Israel, go support Israel. But as far as making it a policy of the United States in which we take foreign aid, which is unconstitutional, and sending it over there, my money to Israel, no, I don't believe we should.
When did the idea come from that Israel is our ally in that region and that we should support them for that reason?
Because of religious reasons, because of the false doctrine of premillennialism, which tells us that Israel is still God's people, that they've always been God's people, and that those people are therefore chosen, and it is our obligation somehow to support them. Ronald Reagan believed that false doctrine, Jimmy Carter believed it, and American Christians today, I say that in a broad term, the churches today believe that. Mike Huckabee believed that we ought to support them because they're God's people. That is false. They can't show that one person that is a Jew today is a Jew from the time of Abraham. They can't show that. They can't show either that the nation of Israel or the land that belongs to Israel today actually belongs to them by divine right. The Old Testament shows us that the promises that were given to Abraham and the Israelites were conditional upon their obedience. And if they were disobedient to God, they would lose that land. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 26 and 27, Jeremiah stood before them and said, God's going to take this nation from you, and it's broken, just as the pot that I broke before you. He broke a pot in front of them. And he said, it cannot be made whole again. Israel lost their land title. Okay, there we go.
Jay, what's your website?
Ko-Fi. I call it Ko-Fi, ko-fi.com.
Yeah, right.
/ patriotic pulpit.
Amazing. Bill, thank you so much, man. That was amazing.
Well, thank you, Jesse. I sure appreciate it. Love you much.
All right, you too, Bill. I got to take a break. The hate news is coming. I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours to go. Thank you all. Amazing, Bill. Thank you. children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Excellence. We had an excellent black caller on today's first hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show with guest Bill Lockwood of Patriotic Pulpit, formerly known as American Liberty with Bill Lockwood. Am Lib Radio on X, by the way. Jesse Lee Peterson will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats. Shout out those of you whose super chats got through here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that our greatest president had a great speech. Some Democrats, though, well, they don't report that, but some Democrats staged a so-called quiet protest at the so-called State of the Union by wearing white buttons. A subtle yet coordinated effort that Commie Nonsense says didn't go unnoticed. I didn't notice. Commie Nonsense spoke with Representative Nancy Pelosi, nervous Nancy Pelosi, who explained the meaning behind the symbol, which I haven't looked into at this point. Dumb. Anyway, State of the Union, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, set a record Tuesday night for the longest State of the Union address in U.S. history, speaking for 1 hour and 47 minutes. Huh, I didn't even notice. It blew by. He touted his economic policies and global leadership, globalism, claiming the country has achieved a transformation like no one else, like no one has ever seen before. Our greatest president focused his on his tariff policy, arguing that it's saving the country. Indeed, it may. Protecting world peace. Yeah, because he uses tariffs to get these peace deals and will one day replace income taxes. Who ever thought of that? Who has even ever said of that on the national stage? So cool. He said his inflation is falling, wages are rising, and more Americans are finding jobs. The president, however, according to Commie Nonsense Network, is no stranger to false or misleading claims. They would know. Takes one to know one, Commie Nonsense Network. And his speech was replete with supposedly false or misleading claims, so they say. Shortly after his address, Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger, she's that unchristian woman who's running Virginia into the ground now. She's the new governess. Delivered the Democrat response. Probably was cringy. Most of the time, Republican or Democrat. It is a cringe-worthy response. By the way, Marco Rubio looked great. I remember he had a little Republican response to Obama, and he, like, reached for water awkwardly. You ever seen Hake look awkward? Well, Marco Rubio looked kind of awkward. But that was years ago. It's in the past. He is now a man. So cool. And maybe the greatest Secretary of State ever, according to Trump. But I don't know if that's a false or misleading claim. Anyway, Spanberger, that woman Abigail, sharply criticized Trump on affordability, which is their fault, the Democrats' fault, Trump pointed out. And he's right about that. Maybe Republicans too, the rhinos, you know. And immigration, while pushing back on his rosy economic picture. Anyway, there are Americans in Mexico, did you know? And the U.S. State Department has lifted a shelter-in-place order for Americans in Mexico, saying conditions have returned to normal, quote-unquote, after days of unrest following the killing, the death, of cartel leader Nemesio El Mencho Oseguera. And there was another last name or something, but they're not mentioning that other last name thing. Officials said U.S. citizens are no longer being urged to shelter in Jalisco, Nayarit, and Baja California. flight schedules operating normally again in Guadalajara, and airlines have added extra service to Puerto Vallarta after violence earlier this week disrupted travel because the cartels just started blowing stuff up, burning buses and stuff. Public transportation and businesses across the region also reopening, so said the department, the State Department of America, trying to look out for the Americans because Mexico is a mess. I'm James Hake, JLP.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of the show today, and you can get involved by calling 888-777-5773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. Did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? A biblical question. Did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show on your phone if you're not able to sit and watch it. You can podcast, but you still can listen no matter what you're doing and where you are in the whole wide world, and for the flat earther in the whole up and down world, but for the round earthers around the world, you can listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is the second hour of the show. And every Wednesday, the first 2 hours of the show is Black Excellence. This is Black Excellence. What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody can actually know.
There is no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the black. Amazing. It's a spiritual battle. It has nothing to do with color. It has nothing to do with finance. It has nothing to do with rich or poor. It's good versus evil. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you will be free. And that's the truth. Nothing else is going to free you up but the reality of what's really happening to you in your own life. Your life has nothing to do with no one else's life. You and only you, men and women, are responsible for your life. The talk that the president gave, I did not hear all of it because I get up so early in the morning, I had to go to bed. I'm like, I can't hear it. But what I heard was amazing and not surprising. It was amazing. And the one thing I want to show you that, and then I'll take your calls about whatever you want to talk about, of course. Last night, some of you may remember that was a Ukrainian girl that was, according to the story, got on the train there. She appeared to be coming from work on her way home. And she got on the train there, and there was this black guy sitting behind her. And according to the story, he got up and he stabbed her in the neck, and he killed her. And it was a sad, sad thing. But white people are under attack now, and no one really seemed to care. And it was a sad thing. So last night, apparently, the girl's mother, according to the story, was at the State of the Union speech. And President Trump shamed the Democrats by refusing to stand for Ann Zarusky, I believe. Zaruska, the mother of the girl that was stabbed in the neck and killed by this, allegedly by a black guy, even though we saw he looked black, by the name of DeCarlos Brown Jr. Watch this from last night, Fox News.
We are honored to be joined tonight by a woman who's been through hell, Ania Zarusky. In 2022, she and her beautiful daughter, so beautiful, what a beautiful young woman, Irina fled war-torn Ukraine to live with relatives near Charlotte, North Carolina. And by the way, what's going on with Charlotte? Last summer, 23-year-old Irina was riding home on the train when a deranged monster who had been arrested over a dozen times and was released through no cash bail stood up and viciously slashed a knife through her neck and body. Mrs. Zarusky, tonight I promise you we will ensure justice for your magnificent daughter, Irina. How do you not stand? How do you not stand?
The Democrats refuse to stand even for that. The Democrats want power. That's all they want. They want to get back in office so badly so they can completely destroy America for personal gain. And that's so-called power and wealth. That's all they care about. And it doesn't matter what the president does. They're not going to agree with it. Even though they know in their mind, they know, oh, this is good. This is right. This is best for America. They're not going to agree with that. They're not going to show any support because they want the people to vote for them. They want back in. They want back in. What a sad way to live, but my country's gone. It is over. And I never imagined that one day this could be happening in America. I didn't know that the nature of human being was so wicked. I understand it now, but I didn't know then what I know now. And it's so mind-blowing. Apparently, they had a Democrat respond to the president, and I didn't hear this either at all, but my producer gave it to me this morning. A Democrat responded to President Trump's important retelling of Sage Blair's story, getting victimized by a transgender cult by shouting pedophilia. Watch it from Fox. Pedophile.
In the gallery tonight are Sage Blair and her mother, Michelle. In 2021, Sage was 14 when school officials in Virginia sought to socially transition her to a new gender, treating her as a boy and hiding it from her parents. Hard to believe, isn't it? Who would believe that we've been talking about this? We must ban it, and we must ban it immediately. Look, nobody stands up. These people are crazy. I'm telling you, they're crazy.
Amazing.
Boy, oh boy. We're lucky we have a country with people like this. Democrats are destroying our country, but we've stopped it just in the nick of time, didn't we?
Amazing. One of the primary problems is that women have taken over the Democratic Party. And when women put in leadership, this is what you get. And even worse, it's going to get worse because the men who have allowed women to become representatives are too weak to stop them. Who in their right mind would encourage someone to cut off, just because you have emotions, which are all evil, by the way, who would encourage them to cut off their body part? And that if you cut off your body part, you're going to be a different person. If you're male, you cut off your body part, you're going to be female. If you're female, you cut off your body part, you're going to be male. Who in their right mind would encourage that? What parent in their right mind would allow it? Think about that. Cutting off your body part is not going to make you different than who you are. You were created male and female. Instead of telling these people, overcome your anger, forgive, so you can overcome all those thoughts and emotions, which are evil, you'll be fine. It's the anger that set you apart from the light, from the Father, and you're living in the darkness. And as a result of living in darkness, you're controlled by the darkness. And the darkness is dictating how you think, how you feel, and what you do. You are not in control. And cutting off your body part, taking pills and stuff for evil issues like that is not going to change your heart. It's not going to bring you peace. What a mess, huh? But that's what you have. And the people wouldn't even stand for the girl that finally realized that and working on herself, it seemed, at least in that area. What a sad, sad way to live. But you don't have to worry. As an individual, you can be free. But you're never going to be free as long as you are you. When you stop being you, you shall be free. Without a doubt, it's going to blow your mind. But you got to drop the anger. You got to stop serving evil. You only serve one God, the real God or the false God. And most human beings are serving the false God. I want to show you this again, what's happening in my country. And it's going to get worse. The politicians are encouraging it. Some of you may have heard about this story, but my producer told me about this one. There's so much going on now, you can't keep up with it. Fox 5 is reporting. What are your thoughts on this one? Really? New York, the NYPD officer was responding to a large snowball fight in Washington Square Park. Oh, New York police, NYPD officers responding to a large snowball fight in Washington Square Park were surrounded, taunted, and struck with snow, including hits in the head. Watching from ABC 7.
More breaking news tonight related to the blizzard. A tense scene this afternoon when several New York City police officers were injured when they were pelted with chunks of snow in Washington Square Park. They were responding to a call about people who got on a roof inside the park during an organized snowball fight. The snow cut the officers on their faces badly enough that they actually went to the hospital. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch calls the incident disgraceful and criminal.
When did the police start running away from the criminals? When and how did that happen? You got these young people throwing snowballs at the cops, and the cops are on the run. That's going to make them worse. Because they know the cops are not going to do anything. Cops are on the run. Do we live in Europe or something? This is going to encourage more of this. The cops are on the run. My country's not coming back. Here's what Mondami said about that. And I guess he's not going to press charges. Watch this from Fox News.
They were hit in the head with chunks of ice, intentionally striking the police in the neck and in the face from behind, like you said. But the mayor, he reacted just saying, no, we're not going to press charges. These are just kids having a snowball fight.
I've seen videos of kids throwing snowballs at members of the NYPD in Washington Square Park. And first, I want to say that officers have been on the front line of helping our city respond to this blizzard. They have been keeping New Yorkers safe, and they have also been at the heart of our efforts of digging New Yorkers' cars out of these kinds of conditions and ensuring that our ambulances, our MTA buses can keep functioning across this city. They and our entire city workforce deserve to be treated with respect. The only person in our city's workforce who deserves to be treated with a snowball is me.
You said that there were kids throwing snowballs. Do you know that for a fact, or is it possible these were adults?
I can just tell you from the video I saw, it looked like kids at a snowball fight.
Amazing. Well, that's what you get when you allow all our people to come to your country, and then you put them in office. You elect them into your government. And this is what you get. And you ain't seen nothing yet. You haven't seen anything yet. I would suggest you wake up and overcome fear so you can be free, because, you know, the Christians are waiting for the end time to happen or something like that. Something dumb like that. They're already happening. The Christians are waiting for Jesus to return. Can you believe that? And Jesus has already returned. And they're in a holy block waiting. No more respect for the cops. No more. And a lot of that has to do with the riot that was brought up on the country by the radical far-left evil group, the Black Lives Matter people. Remember they want to defund the cops? They want to, the cops were told to stand down, let those people burn down the country. This is what you got now. And if it's not going to get better, I started to say, well, it's not going to get better. You heard what Bill Lockwood would say, the right-wing Republicans are no different. I've said over and over and over and over again, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, there would be a one-party system. It would be the Democrats. Because the Republicans are no different than the Democrats. Except for Donald Trump, keep it going in the right way. Other than that, we would already have a one-party system, full one-party system, and the country would be over. One other quick story to show you an example of evil. There was the jury ruled the mother. Oh, let me read the story to you. I don't understand the headline. WFAA, a 2021 viral Snapchat video shows a plain old boy allegedly bullied into drinking urine. So these boys was accused, according to the story, of making some black boy drink urine. And then they later find out it wasn't true. And so now, according to the story, and by the way, that first, the last story I just made, that first soundbite was from ABC7, and the last was from Fox News. But they accused these boys of, according to the story, of making this black boy drink urine. And they found out later that the black boy was lying, that they were lying. Somebody was lying. I don't know if the mother or the boy, but they were lying. And the jury awarded $3.2 million to one of the teams accused of making this boy drink urine. Watch this from WFAA.
The story that led to protests.
This is absolutely unthinkable.
Press conferences and international headlines started with this video. We've blurred it because it shows a group of kids. One is drinking from a cup. The kids say has urine in it. The mom of the boy drinking was outraged.
This is not a prank. This is beyond bullying. You are evil. Mm-hmm. They are evil.
Now the courts have weighed in on what happened after this sleepover in Plano 5 years ago. The family of one of the kids accused of bullying sued the mom and her lawyer. A Collin County jury agreed. The mom and her lawyer intentionally inflicted emotional distress and publicized the private information of Asher Vann.
It was immature. It was stupid. It was nasty.
Vann, now 19, says he did not force anyone to drink urine, and he says he isn't racist.
We played a prank. First one who went to sleep got pranked.
His lawyer says the viral outrage will follow the group of boys for the rest of their lives. That's why he wants to try to collect the $3.2 million judgment the jury found mom Summer Smith and her attorney must pay.
Amazing. This is outrage. This is what's happening in my country. But you don't have to suffer this if you take control of your own life, if you drop the anger, be free so you can see and be controlled by the spirit of good rather than the spirit of evil. It's up to you. And white people, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you accept it or not, you are being under genocide right now. Does it have to get worse before you realize it and stop it? Or why can't you wake up now and say no to these people and not be afraid of the name calling? Why? They arguing over stuff that's not even real. It's all about money. It's all about money and perceived power. I couldn't tell if the white boy got the money or did the jury offer, the jury say he's going to get it? My producer's talking to me in my head. But according to the jury here, according to this story, the white boy was awarded that $3.2 million. Because he's white. He's been accused. And because he's white, it's, as that reporter said, it's going to follow him for the rest of his life in his own country, on his own land, in his own country. One other quick one I want to give you here. This is from NBC News. Amazing. What do y'all think about this one? This is from NBC News. The British Academy Award and the BBC issues apologized Monday. Apparently, and according to the story, they had this award thing, British Academy Film Award. And at this award, they had some Tourette syndrome people there. Because I guess there's a movie about that, and the movie won some awards. Am I right about that, Derek? It was nominated. And so one of the men there, you know how Tourette people speak out really fast? And he used the so-called N-word. And he happened to use it, according to the report, while there were two black men, black males on stage. And this guy blurted out that word. And now the blacks are mad. And these people apologizing like you would think that Hitler came in. Watch it from NBC News.
The man attack in this video is Shaheem Snipe.
That's the wrong one.
Hold on, let me refresh here, my bad.
Amazing. What a
man. My apologies.
Let me take some call. Let me know.
We got it right here.
Oh, you have it? Okay.
BBC is apologizing for airing a racial slur during last night's broadcast of the British Academy Film Awards, also known as the BAFTAs. It happened when the stars of the movie Sinners were on stage to present an award, and that's when the Academy says an attendee with Tourette's syndrome made the outburst. We're going to play you part of the video, but you will not hear the racial slur.
I am delighted to be presenting the first BAFTA of the night for a vital part of movie making.
What happened here is there's a man in the audience who suffers from Tourette syndrome. His name is John Davidson. His life is actually the inspiration for a new movie coming out that was being honored at the BAFTAs. Tourette syndrome, as viewers may know, is a condition where people make involuntary tics. Those can be physical tics, but they can also be verbal. And in some cases, it can lead to people swearing, and in very extreme cases, can lead to people shouting, you know, ethnic racial slurs like the one we heard last night. We are also hearing from the organizers of the BAFTAs themselves. They have a statement that I want to read to you. At the BAFTA Film Awards last night, our guests heard very offensive language that carries incomparable trauma and pain for so many. We want to acknowledge the harm this has caused, address what happened, and apologize to all.
So they had incomparable pain and trauma because the guy said, if he said the N-word. That's so phony, I don't even know what to do with that. But you know what? They ain't gonna never stop apologizing. They gonna be apologizing to the blacks for the rest of their life for that one. Oh, they're going to ride that one all the way home. Quick break. Back in a moment to your phone calls and your super chats. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773 888-77-JESSE. Check out our merch. Amazing merch. All right, books and t-shirts, mugs, hats, Punchy's coffee, all type of amazing things. Check it out. And I will sign the books to whomever you like. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. Rebuildingtheman.com/store or jesseleepeterson.shop. Jesseleepeterson.shop. And check out Punchy's TV. You can podcast. Punchy TV, PUNCHIE.TV. Check it out. And they're having a brand new episode, If the Lord is Willing and the Creek Don't Rise, at 2 p.m. today. Brand new episode today, live, so you can call in and everything at 2 p.m. Punchy TV. All right? And thank you for your support, by the way. I do appreciate it. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
Man, I tell you, everybody and their mama will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, Nick show, and the Hate Show for dollars today, brother.
Amazing. Thank you, Rick.
Man, I got to kick this off, man.
Are you outside, Rick, or something?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
What
about now, Jesse?
It's like a lot of wind, like noise and stuff.
What about now?
Are you on the speaker?
No, I'm not.
Okay, that's better. Go ahead.
Okay, okay. Yeah, sorry about that, Jesse. Well, man, I tell you, man, that State of the Union speech, I loved it. What about you, Jesse?
I didn't see the whole thing, but what I saw was amazing, absolutely. And I knew it would be because it was Donald Trump.
Man, he called them out, man. I'll tell you, man. He did it such in a genius way, man. Like, if you're all for America first, please stay. And I said, boy, that really puts him on the spot now. You know what I mean?
Did you watch the whole thing?
I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched most of it.
Yeah.
I didn't even watch our governor's. I watched some of the highlights of her response. But it kills me, Jesse. If you don't see what the Democrats are about and you still vote for these people, if you be stupid and play stupid games, you're going to win stupid prizes. And you see what these people are about.
Yeah, I mean,
you understand what I'm saying? I mean,
I like the fact that he said, if you are for,
me too.
If you're for supporting the American, protecting the American citizens, something like that, over the illegal aliens, stand. And the Democrats did not stand
none
to show support for the American people. That was amazing.
And you know what, Jesse? And most blacks will still go vote for them. No, not knowing what the issues, knowing what they stand for, just push the donkey button and keep it moving, man. And then they complain about the conditions of the city, which Democrats have been running for years. Take Chicago. They got a lady out there. She's trying to help flip Chicago red. Chicago has been under Democratic leadership for over 40 years, man, even since when I was a kid, when I was in Gary. It's been under Democratic leadership. Now, Harold Washington and Richard Daley, they ran the city pretty good, but after that, the Manuel thing, after he left, man, Chicago went downhill after he left, man.
I know, Chicago, and you're right, Chicago has been a mess for a long time now, controlled by the Democrats.
I'm surprised they ain't tried to attempt to assassinate the lady that's trying to flip Chicago red. I'm surprised they haven't tried to hurt her yet, and I pray that they don't, because she's tired of it, man. And she called me, it's so funny, man, like, even the tariffs. I'm for the tariffs. I love when you have Bill Lockwood on there, man. If I was down in his area, I would be a member of his church.
Bill Lockwood is one of the smartest white men,
yes, sir,
one of them on the planet.
I agree with what he's saying.
Yeah.
With the tariffs, I'm for the tariffs. I know the long run. But yet, everybody running a victory lap over the Supreme Court saying the tariffs was illegal. But yet, they're not looking at why Trump put them on there for. Hey, no one said, no solution. What are they going to do about the other countries that got tariffs on our goods? Hey, I haven't heard like one peep from the Democrats.
What do you think about the way the president criticized the court right in front of them?
I loved it. One thing about Trump, man. Hey, he's going to put you on the spot, and the Supreme Court disapproved of our tariffs. Look there at him, man. I know they was like, well, I bet they was grinding their teeth. What do you think about that, Jesse?
It was amazing, but I was surprised because I know Trump. He has no fear. He has love, and we have love and no fear. You're not, you can do the right thing. So amazing.
Now, if the Supreme Court was trying to help him, just like what Bill Lockwood said, Pastor Lockwood said, when he said, hey, look, if the Supreme Court said, look, President, you can't go at it this way, but you can go at it this way, that's letting them know that they're trying to help the president. But just to shut it down and not give him no other options.
Well, apparently, according to Donald Trump, there are other options he can take.
Well, good.
Yeah.
That's why, so, you know, President Trump, that guy's such
that.
A genius, man.
Yeah.
He's gonna figure a way out. Okay, that's fine. And I'm gonna call you out. And he called, and I'm telling you, I stick to my guns today, Jesse. If you're not a natural born citizen, born on this United States. Soy, I ain't talking about your parents hopped across the line, I mean, across the borders and had you. I'm talking about natural born citizen. You should not be in our government or our military.
That's for sure.
And I stand for that, man.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Rick, I gotta run. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call, Justin. Love you, man. Preaching the truth, man. Everybody in their mind will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge Today, brother.
Amazing. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
Love you guys. Keep up the
you
work.
Too. Okay. Super chats.
Des Shine with a super thanks that I happened to see on the Bond YouTube channel. Congratulations, JLP and Bond. God bless you and all whom that you do.
Right on. Thank you, and thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
Elise, 9 coffees.
Elise!
Thanks for the help, Jesse. Congratulations for the 36th year.
Thank you, and stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It only gets better. Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki bought a coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk with a fallen state guest request.
Thank you, Nikki. I appreciate it.
We shall pass that along.
Yeah, thank you.
Talking about men who are betas and lost. It's horrible.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
R.H. Hernandez, the 4th, 10 coffees, very generous. Jesse, when you talked about going to the 100th floor at fellowship,
yes,
my immediate first thought was I'd say I'm about on the 44th floor.
Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Thank you.
Jalen says 1 on Cash App.
Right on. Thank you, Jalen. Amazing.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Fazul says, watched Trump last night. Clearly, good versus evil.
Yeah. It's a spiritual battle, y'all. It's not physical at all. Amazing. Thank you.
Jermaine says, USA, 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 with American flag emojis.
Amazing. Thank you.
Right on, Jermaine.
The Democrats did not stand for the hockey team that came in?
I think they did, actually.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
And he was surprised. He's like, oh, that's the first time I've seen you guys stand.
When the hockey team, the amount of attention that the male hockey team is getting is amazing. And I was thinking, it's about time that they show that type of love and respect for men again. Because if it had been a female team, they have been all over it. They have been this and that. But I have not seen this type of appreciation for men in a long time in America. So really, really, really nice to see it for a change. Amazing. Thank you. And the girl team, they show up, right? They was invited, I believe I heard, but they're like, they couldn't make it.
Couldn't make it, or maybe they weren't excited. I don't know.
Very nice. I'm glad they couldn't.
Yeah. Recycled Ranger Rick, welcome JLP show member.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Moses P., if you did not see the message Jesse speaks about it, it was a prime example why anger and hate is so present in people that State of the Union proved that.
Amazing. Thank you. It's amazing to me. I understand it, so I'm saying this, but it's amazing to me that human beings have accepted the idea that anger is good. I'm still just blown away with that. Most of human beings have fully accepted the idea that anger, resentment, emotions are good. Whether so-called good emotion or bad, it's mind-blowing to me. But okay. Amazing. Thank you.
Ryan I. For church. A very generous Cash App.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe sent 10 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships on YouTube. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Walking Roscoe.
Moses P., question for the great Bill Lockwood. This came in a touch too late, I would say. Bill, will you and Jesse do a show every month where you come on and answer questions, and will you also... And we'll also donate because you are very wise. The time you come on is too short. We love you.
We have him on every month.
Allegedly. Plus or minus.
I mean, sometimes he's not able to be here, but every month, normally he's here.
Yep.
So he's here every month, unless he's out of town or couldn't work or something like that. Amazing. Thank you, though. I do appreciate it.
The real Yakimo. Ironic that Irina was probably making pizza for thugs, and a thug killed her.
Who is Irina?
Zarutska, the Ukrainian girl on the train.
Oh, because she worked at a pizza place?
Yeah.
It appeared. Right on. Thank you. I don't know that, but thank you. If she was making pizza for a thug.
Right. Well, thank you. He's saying, he didn't ask you. He said, it's ironic that she was probably making pizza for thugs, and a thug killed her.
Oh, I see. Thank you. Amazing.
The real Yakimo asks, Jesse, did you get the book I sent you? And he sent a book. He had mentioned this before, and I don't know if it's come yet or not.
I believe I did. But yeah, I haven't checked.
And it was for you, not for me, because there was something that came from me that did arrive.
Did I tell you I got a book and I was going to mention it, that I got this book? But I don't, test me.
I don't remember either.
Test my producer the name of the book.
Well, I'll send it to you.
Oh, okay.
Guys. Nice.
And then I can remember.
Yep.
He black.
Thank you, Yakimo.
But thank you, Yakimo. I appreciate it.
Good to hear from you, sir.
Yeah.
Imported TV, stand-up salute emoji and American flag emoji.
Nice. Thank you.
Very nice. Let me check over here. Oh, Marcus G says the Democrats, rats, were just a mess last night, and they showed it well. Forgive yo mama, hashtag black excellence 100 emoji.
I don't think anyone was surprised at it. Was anyone was, I'll try to read the name of it. Anyone was surprised, my bad, at how the Democrat act. Everybody know the Democrats are insane. I mean, you have to be insane not to know the Democrats are insane. And the liberal press as well. Amazing. Thank you.
Insane in the brain.
Yeah.
And a couple of super chats with no message from Angela. Angela, that is.
Thank you, Angel Angela. I appreciate it.
Stop the Cap says, in 2018, under Trump's presidency, a young black woman named Naya Wilson, I believe is how it's pronounced. Pardon me if I'm butchering her name. I remember this name. Stabbed to death on a train by a white man on the BART in Oakland, I believe, if I remember correctly. Captured on camera, by the way. Two of the same incidents, 8 years apart. One had little coverage and quietly forgotten. So he claims. It had quite a bit of coverage. But it was forgotten. Why was the American ignored and forgotten and the white Ukrainian honored for a whole year? Asks Stop the Cap.
Thank you, Stop the Cap. Why would you come up with a question like that, though?
Both of those are cases of Democrats letting criminals out of jail and letting crime go crazy.
And what does that have to do with now? Amazing. But thank you. I appreciate it.
And Irina Zaruska was forgotten a lot. Anyway, thank you, Stop the Cap, though. And anyway, over on Buy Me a Coffee, Marilyn. Morning all, Uncle Jesse. Bill is perhaps misunderstanding the scriptures, but this idea that the Jews are not the quote-unquote Jews does not make sense. Also, the Old and New Testament clearly state countless times that God has not abandoned his people because he is faithful. It is acceptable to say no to helping someone with your own money, but there's no need for the lies and false accusations, says Marilyn.
Thank you, Marilyn. I appreciate it. Amazing. And thank you for your support.
Thank you, as always. And thank you, guys. I could be wrong, but that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I do appreciate it. Let me go to John out of Texas. John, you are on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jesse. How's your Wednesday morning?
All is well, John.
Yeah, but why do the police, they don't have time to do anything else but bust a snowball fight in New York?
I'm sorry?
In New York, the police don't have anything else to do but bust a snowball fight? The snowball fight's been around since before society began, you know?
They had a snowball fight before society existed?
Since snow was coming down from the sky, people picked up snowballs, threw them at each other.
Oh, so you're wondering, well, according to the report, there was someone on a roof participating in the snowball fight, and that's why the cops were called. They weren't going, according to the story, they didn't go out there just because there was a snowball fight, but because someone was on the roof.
Yeah, I would say.
What do you think about that?
That you need I say that, you know, if someone gets hurt, then there needs to be an arrest. But
if somebody's on top of your roof, snowball, wouldn't you want the cops to come and take care of that?
Yeah, because, you know, if I go up there, he's going to get pushed off. So I would like the cops to come instead.
So do you understand now why the cops were there?
I understand a little bit. Yeah, but they made a whole story about it. And
well, they only made a story about it because the people were snowing the throwing snowball went after the cops, according to the story. But they were, according to the report, there was someone on top of a roof. The cops could call because they had not gotten the person off the roof. The person got hurt. Then the people were going to try to sue them. So the cops are just doing their job. That's why they showed up. What do you think about the fact that those people attacked the cops, throwing snowballs at them? And one of the cops, I think, had to go to the hospital. Maybe two. What do you think about that?
If I was that cop, I wouldn't want anybody to know about that.
What do you think about that? They were attacked in a manner that the cops would have to go to the hospital.
How many people were there throwing snowballs at the cops?
I'm asking, what do you think about the fact that these people attacked the cops, and the cops out there doing their job, and they attacked them to the point that they have to go to the hospital. They're attacking the cops. What do you think about that? Yeah,
that's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, especially if you're a Democrat, like, you know that the cops might shoot you.
So what do you think about in our country now, you can openly attack the cops like that? What do you think about that?
I'm 31, and you know, I don't really know many cops, but
What do you think about the fact that now in America you can openly attack cops? What do you think about that?
You cannot openly attack cops, but it's nice that the cops show restraint and didn't just shoot them.
You're
not supposed to openly attack cops.
Right. That's the bigger issue here. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. 888-77-JESSE. Nobody went to jail, according to the report, for that. Let me go to Gigi out of Washington State. Gigi, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Gigi.
Great. I watched the Donald Trump's address yesterday. And, you know, everything he was saying was just, you know, logical, was just making sense. I mean, I believe that it's for the good of America. Now, my question is, for all of the, especially men in the Democratic Party who were sitting down and not, you know, just applauding America and applauding the good that has been done for America, are they intentionally evil or ignorant? I just want to know.
Evil. And evil people are ignorant people. But they were evil, and the men are afraid. They got all the women in the Democratic Party now, so they're afraid to stand up and do what's right because they're going to be yelled at by the women.
Oh, so they are afraid of the women?
Yes, 100%.
Huh. That's sad to see.
And they want back control, too. They are like ticked that the Great White Hope is not controlling the country, and they want money and power, and the only way they're going to get that is by socialism. So they want to turn the country into a socialist society.
So basically they're just using the women to get to the power.
Absolutely.
It was sad to watch.
Gigi, I gotta take a break. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Of course. Take care.
All right. I got to take a break. The hate news is coming. One more hour to go. Manhood Hour is coming up next. 888-77-JESSE. I'll be back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show.
And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Serious mess going on. Serious mess going on in this here old world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It has been 2 hours of black excellence this Wednesday and every Wednesday. The 25th of February AD 2026, third hour manhood hour coming right up, y'all. You can call in though, ladies. Yes, ladies and gents, both welcome to call in during manhood hour. Just like on Female Monday, we allow men to call in as well as women on Female Monday. Okay? Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports the Trump administration weighing a new requirement for U.S. banks to verify the citizenship. It is hate news, not fake news, by the way. You can call in. Citizenship information of current and future customers as part of the president's aggressive immigration crackdown. Sources told Commie Nonsense. The potential action could come via executive order, prompting industry concerns that banks would be forced to request unprecedented documentation, including passports and other proof of citizenship. While the plan is not finalized, the bank executives worry that the move is designed to force them to play a role in the administration's pursuit to deport illegal aliens, which the Commie Nonsense falsely calls undocumented immigrants. What a mess. Anyway, nice. If they're forcing the debanking, if the banks are debanking some of our best American citizens, maybe we should debank the illegals. Wouldn't that be nice? Shout out, illegals. Anyway, childhood vaccines. More than a dozen states sue the Trump administration. Although that's not what that is necessarily calling for, by the way. Anyway, more than a dozen states sued the Trump administration Tuesday over their rollback of vaccines recommendations for children, calling the move an illegal threat to public health, so-called communist buzzword. The states argued that the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, put children's lives at risk when they announced last month they would stop recommending all children get immunized against the flu, rotavirus, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, some forms of meningitis, and RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. Pardon me if I'm butchering the name. Under the new guidance, these shots are only recommended for higher risk groups or when doctors suggest them in what's called shared decision making, quote unquote. The CDC did not respond to requests for comment on that lawsuit. Sounds like it may be a frivolous lawsuit because it's just recommendations. Dumb. Anyway, Nancy Guthrie, the family of Nancy Guthrie offering to pay $1 million for info leading to her recovery, said her daughter, Savannah Guthrie, host of Today Show, in a tearful, crying, meaning, video on Instagram yesterday, Tuesday. Guthrie, Savannah, acknowledged her 84-year-old mother's been missing since February 1st, may already be gone, meaning like dead. The reward announcement marks the family's first public update in more than a week after previously sharing regular video appeals. As the search enters its fourth week, a group of Mexican mothers who are experienced in missing person cases. Why would a Mexican mother be experienced in missing person cases? Oh, I know why. Because in Mexico, they kidnap people a lot, I heard. They have traveled to Arizona, this group of Mexican mothers, to help with the effort. I wonder at 4 weeks what the chances are, statistically speaking. What a mess, huh? Crazy. Spirit Airlines, the budget airline, they've been in danger of going out of business due to two bankruptcy filings. They have reached a deal that will allow them to survive. There are two, shout out Black Excellence people, Black Friendly perhaps for their own good, shout out, but that's what it seems like to be the case for me. The CIA is offering tips to potential informants in Iran ahead of a possible U.S. strike. Interesting. That's according to far-left AP News. Interesting. And as you did hear, our greatest president issued the longest ever State of the Union address. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday. It's the third hour of the show today. It is Manhood Hour, and you can get involved by calling 888-77-573-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, did Jesus say, you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? Did Jesus say that? Did Jesus say, you must accept him as your Lord and Savior, to be born again? Did Jesus say that? I want to know. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show anywhere in the world. We're here Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time. So different time zone for different people. In some parts of the world, it's already Thursday. So if you can podcast the show, if your guests can't sit and watch it, and you can listen on your phone, no matter where you are and what you're doing, you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And every Wednesday, third hour, is rebuilding the family, right? By rebuilding the man. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. If you're married. Otherwise, it's God in Christ, Christ in man over woman. It is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens. That is a shame. You should be ashamed of yourself not standing up. I promise you we will ensure justice for your magnificent daughter, Irina. How do you not stand?
Tell us why you have this sign and why you displayed it tonight.
Maybe I just like watching people burn.
I get depressed, you know, because I'm always rooting for a really high death toll. To me, you can never have too many dead people.
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Look, nobody stands up. These people are crazy. I'm telling you, they're crazy.
Amazing. It's a spiritual battle. Really, it's evil. If you can't really see what's going on in you, within you, because every human being got it. We all have to overcome. Most don't, but you have to overcome, and you can. You don't have to be you anymore. And they sat there, the Democrats, so-called representative, and did not say, yeah, we support the American people over illegal aliens. Thank you, Anchor Baby. Amazing video. They just sat there. They don't love you, and you don't love them, and human beings do not have love. They don't have it. But you can return to love by returning to the light, to reality. Turn to life, turn to reality. So you can have love, but it won't be your love. And to be a love of the Father operating through you. Or you can stay in your darkness. You can stay in the hell. I was thinking about, and again, I do a lot of counseling. And I talk to people when I'm out and about now and all kinds of stuff. And I'm hearing the same old story all the time. Different situations, but the same old story. The same cause. And I realized that one thing or something that the evil doesn't want you to know, the spirit of evil, the devil, whatever you want to call him, he doesn't want you to know that there is no you. He really wants you to think that all of your fears, all of your loneliness, all of your doubts, all of your tears, all of your worries, all of your up and down, your suicidal thoughts, all of your false identities, all of your ideas about the past or future, they want you to think it's you. And they work overtime to prevent you from knowing that it's not you. They work in your mind thoughts are all lies all the time, right? They work in your thoughts and emotions double time. And especially if you're a man or a woman who are starting to wake up to see what's going on inside of you and discover that it's not you. They don't want you to know that. And so they work in you and outside of you, inside of others, to prevent you from knowing that it's not you. I don't care what you've done in life or what has happened, so-called good or bad, it was never you. You believe that it's you because you've been told that and you have not examined yourself to see if it's you or not. But the demons work through human nature. They work through human nature. And you call it you. You say, well, I'm just human. You really think that there's a you. And you really think that you love somebody. Nobody love human nature. Human beings don't have love. There's not one good thing in human beings. Because that's the nature of evil. And when you start to see this And you can if you want to. The truth is not going to enter into you unless you invite it, right? And for those who want to see it, you can see it. And you can overcome it. And you're going to know it was never you. All of your tears and your fake happiness has been fake. It's never been real. And human beings are truly evil. They don't love, even in families. Family members don't love each other. The same thing you see happening in government, in the media, you see in the big picture of how they treat each other. All for power, there's no love. The same identical thing happens in families. Fathers and mothers, husbands and wives, right? Children and mothers, children and parents, cousins and uncles and aunts. It's the same fight. It's all for self. It's not for anyone else but self. They have no love. So you see the big picture of what's happening by watching the media. And so you see the big picture of what's happening out there. But exact same thing is happening in you and in your families and everywhere. Not one human being on the planet has love. Not one. I was talking to some people that they're turning against Trump. I'm like, why? They're turning against Trump because they disagree with Trump about Iran and Israel and whatever. Oh, they said Trump left Minnesota. And so they're mad about that. And in their father's state, they turn against the whole man because they disagree with a few things that he does. How do you turn against someone that you support just because you disagree, and now you turn it? Like, as though there's somebody else better than Trump to run. And they name the people who are not even capable of running for anything. Well, this person can run, that person can run. Not recognizing they have the best man in the house right now. But that's human nature. Human nature blind is evil. And you cannot trust human beings. Human nature has convinced you, because it's not you, that anger is good. Anger, Jesus was angry, you say. And the evil spirit tell you that, oh, your emotional anger is the same as what Jesus had. I'm like, what the? You know you got to be out of your mind to believe some of this stuff. And nothing good come from anger. Only hate come from anger. There is no love. And human being would turn on you just like that. It's my blood because they have no love. And it's not them anyway. It's evil in them, but they think it's them. Because they're listening to the thoughts and they're going about the emotions and they hear what other people say because most people don't think for themselves. They hear what other people say and they just spout it off as though it's their ideas. You don't have to live that way anymore. You can be free. And what you're going to discover, and for those men and women who are working on themselves, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Because what you're going to see clearly and without a doubt and without words, that it was never you. Even the evil inside the mother that she passed it on to the man's children is not her. It's just the spirit of evil made a home in her. And she can overcome that too. All she can do is forgive, drop the anger, and return to the Father. Paul said it. I realize it's not me, but something that made a home in me that caused me to do the things I wouldn't ordinarily do, don't want to do, and prevent me from doing the right thing. So I give up. And that's what you got to do. You got to stop fighting with the false self, the devil, so that you can be free. It's not you. I want you to know, I don't care what kind of titles or names you put on it. You're calling evil you. And it's not you. And God is not punishing you at all. I heard the Anchor Baby had on his show yesterday. Someone called his show. And I don't have it word for word, but my best impression of it. He said something like, either he made the statement or asked the question, do you believe that God punished us, disciplined us to show so that we can do right or get right or something like that? Something like that. Not as I don't know how. But the one thing I want you to know for sure, oh, he said, our situation is a sign of God discipline. Our situation is a sign of God discipline us. And I've been told, he said, we are in hard economic time or whatever. But I didn't hear the whole conversation because I was busy, but I did hear that part. But what I want you to know, and this is the truth, God, you remember the call, Anchor Baby?
Yeah.
And do you remember?
So you said it.
I said it right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. Thank you. I want you to know, anyone that tells you, and this guy wasn't saying that that was true. It seemed like he was asking the question. But I want you to know, God is not punishing you for anything, for any reason or anything. Economic hard times or whatever it is. God is not punishing you. God does not punish. God does not hurt human beings to try to prove anything. Because God knows it's not you. You just don't know it. And if God was punisher, why would he send his son to set you free from the one that does punish you? Evil. God is all love all the time about anything. He's not like human beings. He only has love. He does not have punishment. So for those who are being punished, this evil that has made a home in your mind and in your body, and it is punishing you. God does not punish. Anyone that tells you that God is punishing you is a child of Satan. They're lying to you. They're deceiving about God. They're deceiving you. The Father sent his Son. He made you free from evil, but you're living with evil by calling evil you. He said, Christ said, follow me. Pick up your ego and follow me. Pick up your illusionary self, your false self, and follow me and overcome that and live. So for all you who are feeling guilty about whatever has happened in the past, whatever you've done, there's no reason to feel guilty. There's no you to feel guilty about anything. It was never you. And the men and women who are waking up, they're starting to see that. It was never you. And it was never them. And as a result, they're not judging anyone because they understand the same evil that was controlling them is controlling all human beings. That's why human beings don't have love. That's why they believe lies about racism and all kind of isms, because they're lost. And God does not punish. He cannot punish. He's of love. He can do what he wants. He's God. But he is not punishing you. Evil is punishing you. That's why he said, overcome evil with good. Forgive. You want to defeat the devil and have perfect peace? Forgive. Drop the anger, resentment, and forgive. Drop all this crappy emotion. Human beings actually believe that emotions are good. Oh, your daddy died. Oh, your mama. Oh. They're lying. They don't feel the pain. That's ego. They're lying. They feel pain, but it's not their pain. Why don't you be free? The spirit of evil has made a home in you. That's why the spirit of truth said, trust no one with anger. An angry person is evil. I don't care if it's your blood family, and especially your blood family. Because your blood family treats you worse than your other non-family members. Because they're evil and they can't help it. Don't judge them. All right? For those who want to be free. And you can't make yourself grow. Only the spirit of the truth can cause you to grow. Of yourself, you can do nothing. You can't change your nature. You can overcome if you realize it's not you and let the light change you. And he will. But you have nothing to do with it. Stop, wipe all your tears away and stop feeling guilty. You're not guilty of anything. Amazing, huh? Absolutely amazing. I want to show you an evil act, and then I'll take your calls. And this is not these people, but it's the same spirit in them. The same spirit in these people is the same spirit as in the female who had the abortion or abortions. The male who made the woman have the abortion. The angry person. It doesn't matter. The person with fear, jealousy, envy, strife, revenge, gossipy. It's the same spirit. You're evil. And it's not you, but evil is operating through you. And you love the thrill of it. There's this biker gang. They make an apology for using the so-called N-word. You know you got to be out of your mind to get upset over a word. Think about that. This guy apologizing for using the so-called N-word. You got to be out of your mind to be affected by a word. A word is just a word. Remember Obama, the fallen Messiah, said, just words, just speeches. But you get upset over a word. And that makes sense to you. The Shade Room is reporting. I don't, Jay, what's the name of it? I don't know what it is for, but here's this report. It says, biker gang made a man apologize for allegedly saying the so-called N-word to a black man who was sitting and eating his food in a restaurant. And this is from, let me go out and find out. I'll be right back. Melanie Shade Room, I apologize. Watch this, folks, from X.
They yoked him up, making that say sorry. They making him say sorry.
You're a gangster now.
You sure you're a kidding. Now,
hey, get the f*** out of here.
You made him say sorry.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
All that is pure evil. There's no love on either side of that story. That's an example of the devil operating through people, and he doesn't want you to know it's him and his little demon. He wants you to think it's you. And with the naked eye, when you look at that situation, you see physical bodies, and you think it's them. You think it's them, and it's not. Or you see your physical body, and you think it's you. And I thought, you're right there, I thought bikers are supposed to be tough. What the? They're anything but tough. So suppose this biker guy used the N-word while this black guy was eating at a cafe. They made this biker guy go back and apologize. Pure evil. Do you know? And then I'm going to take your call. Think about this for a minute. Smoke on this one. There are human beings who believe. Now, think, you got to be out of your mind. Really. Think about this only one right here for right now. There are human beings who truly believe that they're their body. They believe that they truly think that they are their body. There are even human beings that think their body going to heaven with them. That somehow or another, God's going to raise up the body, and then flowing through the air, the spirit going to come and connect with the body, and they're going to go to heaven. You got to be drunk. There's the LOL slander. You got to be out of your mind to say you're your body. Did Christ ever say he was his body? You got to be, but there are people thinking that the devil has deceived human beings in ways that is mind-blowing to me. But I understand it. You've been told it all your life. Now you've been told your body going to meet up in heaven somewhere, and then up in the sky, and your body going to heaven, and you believe that. You are not your body. Your body is your temple, the house you live in. The house is not going to heaven with you. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Arkansas. Angelico, I believe. Angelica, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Angelica.
Can you hear me?
No.
I guess you can. Okay. I've been listening to you for like 2 years now.
Come back to your phone. Like, Angelica, speak right into your phone.
Your phone, like, it's really crappy and I need a new one. So sorry. If you can't hear me.
I can. Then yes. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm going through some trials and tribulations in my life right now. And one of the things that's really worrying me is the well-being of my son, as I am a single mother. He's 13, and I just, you know, as you say, I want to show him the right way to go. And I'm working on myself to be a better person. And you know, used to before through most of the childhood, I would like yell and not really be patient and, you know, all the hell that comes out of women.
Yeah.
And you know, when I first heard you say that, I was reluctant to accept it, but I know that it's true. And, you know, I see it in my mother and we have had to live with my mother and my stepfather for the past year.
Angelica, hold on for me. Let me tell you, don't hang up. I got to take a break. Hold on, okay?
Yes, sir.
Don't hang up. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and StretchOffHomeTools.net. I'll be right back. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And after that, the American Anchor, baby. From 11 until 1 p.m. Pacific time. 11 to 1 a.m. Pacific time, the Hake Report. And then a brand new episode, live episode of Punchy TV at 2 p.m. today. Punchy TV at 2 p.m. today. You don't want to miss this one. You thought last time was something there? It's not be quite that bad, but you don't want to miss it. At 2 p.m. Pacific time. And I do shout-outs for you. Oh, like the videos. I forgot to mention that. And shout-outs, I do them for you. Birthday, wedding, anniversary, hello shout-out. Whatever the shout-out is, I do it for you. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. Let me go back to Angelica out of Arkansas. Angelica, so you have a 13-year-old son. You screwed him up, and now you're concerned, you say?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
I just want to show him the right way to go, you know, and it's hard living with my mother and my stepfather. I guess even if I wasn't living with them, because I have a whole bunch of things I want to tell you, but I just want to be specific to my son right now and how to help him. I'm trying to figure out what I want to ask you. I want to give you some context as well.
Okay.
So he is in an alternative school right now, and I don't know if you know what that is.
For retarded children?
No, he's not retarded. He's person. No, it's not for... Well, I mean, I guess there are some bad kids in that, but it's for children who have, like, behavioral problems.
Oh.
He wasn't getting along.
Oh,
he wasn't getting along with kids in his other school, and he would mostly get into conflicts with girls because he was a little more effeminate, I guess, or whatever that word is.
Right.
And, you know, and I don't... I don't want my son to be like that. I want him to be an alpha male, you know. And I just want him to know the right way to go so he can have that and he can have God in his life and within him, you know.
Yeah.
And I just want to know how I can help him with that.
Where's his father?
So his father, he's not in the picture. He's in and out of jail, homeless, on the street.
Yes,
he is. And I don't know, like, he calls me from time to time wanting to see Grayson. And I'm just not sure if that's the right thing. And he doesn't even live in the same town, so I'd have to, like, drive to wherever he is. And I don't know if he has a car now.
And does your son want to see his father?
He does. And I want his father to be in his life. I just don't want him to be a bad example for him. You know, in hindsight, 2020, I haven't been the best example, obviously.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
Okay. Why, if you can say, why are you living with your mother and her husband?
Because I was in a two devils fighting relationship for 8 years. It was a boyfriend-girlfriend situation. We lived together, and we broke up because he was cheating on me, basically, and so I had to move back in with him.
Oh, okay. And so your question for me is what?
Just how can I help my son?
By being right. You can't, of yourself, you cannot help your son at all. But if you were to work on you and overcome the darkness, the light will work through you and help your son. It would change your son. But you can't do it because the more, and that's one of the problems that mothers and women think they can help somebody. And when they, especially the children, they always think they can help the children, and they make the kids worse. And when they make the kids worse, they blame the kids. They don't blame themselves. But you got to work on you, and you can see how to work with your son because the Spirit of Truth would do it for you and through you. You can't do it of yourself.
Right, like, and I don't blame Grayson at all. Like, I know that it was me.
Right. Have you apologized to him?
To Grayson?
Yeah, have you apologized to your son for destroying him like that?
Not exactly in those words, but I did tell him that I'm sorry, you know, for yelling and being all like that, and that's just the hell with me coming out of me, and it's not the real me.
Yeah.
You know?
What did he say?
I can't remember word for word what he said, but
in general, what did he say?
He just like agreed with it, and he kind of. What did you say whenever I told you that? Do you remember?
Is he there?
He just basically like accepted it, I guess, and I guess now he says that's the hell coming out of you whenever I start giving, you know. Whenever the hell starts coming out, he said, that's the hell.
Right.
And I agree with him because he's right, you know.
Yeah. All you, what I recommend for now, that it's all that you apologize to him for creating him in your image. God, he definitely is your image. Now, the same spirit in you is what's driving him. And so you've apologized for it. Now I would recommend you just work on you. And the light will cause everything to change for you for the good. Have you forgiven your mother?
I haven't because, and I know that I need to, but the fact that we live with them, and every time, like before I heard you, like, you know, the first time I saw you was on the following day, and I thought, man, this guy's funny. He's really telling people the truth, you know, and but then I started watching, like, your show and everything, and, you know, it's like you have to forgive your mother, and I live with her, and every time I've ever tried to call my mother out for the wrong that she's done to me, she's like, I'm not having this conversation. I'm not doing this. Who do you think you are? The hell coming out of her. So I said, she shuts down, and she doesn't want, and it's my fault, you know, even though she's wrong.
But how will you ever be free and return to your natural state if you don't forgive your mother?
I know that I won't, but I just don't. I feel like it will cause problems in the household that's living there.
You already got problems in the household.
I know, but things have been, like, okay lately.
But
because I just...
But how will you be free, Angelina, if you don't face your mother? Because you're just like your mother, and now you've done this to your son, and your son is just like you. And how will you be free? How would God ever forgive you and take that spirit out of you if you don't forgive your mother? And why are you letting Satan give you reason not to forgive your mother?
I know. And that's what I told myself. I was like, that's the devil trying to keep you from doing what's right.
So 100%. It's not even you telling you that.
I was like, that's the devil keeping me from doing what's right. Because, I mean, the house of cards is going to fall if things are okay now. It's not going to be okay. It could not be okay tomorrow living there, you know.
But you don't even know what's going to happen. Don't assume how things are going to go. You still listen to the devil. You should always have a wait and see. But right now, you need to deal with reality right now. And reality is you are just like the woman you hate, which is your mother. And now your son hates you. You've done that to him. It's not going to change until you, and you've admitted that you're wrong. So you made the major step. Now you got to go and forgive. And the Father will draw you into the kingdom of heaven. And it would be amazing, but he can't do it with that spirit of evil inside of you.
I know. I'm not trying to make... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So stop letting him talk you out of it. Mother, I am sorry for resenting you. You really screwed me up. I know now you couldn't help yourself, because I've become like you. I've done the same thing to my son. I'm sorry for resenting you. And whatever she says... If she yelled, if she carry on, if she blame you, just look at her like you're looking at a crazy movie, because you are, and don't yell at her, don't argue with her, don't try to prove anything, because human beings do not forgive. Human beings are evil. They can't forgive because they have no love. Only God forgive. And God will forgive you, and everything else is going to start open up for you. You'll be fine. But the devil is telling you how it's going to be. Oh, if you forgive your mother, it's going to be trouble in the household. She's going to want to throw you out. She's going to do this. And you're listening to the devil. And you're never going to be able to be that example for your son, because you're still of the darkness.
I know. And I was like, even if they won't throw me out, but even if they did, it's like I have to trust in God. And I know, you know. But, you know, it's just like, I don't, that's so hard to, I know what they're not going to say. I know that they're not going to throw me out because of my son, but it's just,
going to throw you out, you know that they're not going to throw you out. Why don't you forgive so you can go free and you'll be able to get a job? Everything will start working for you.
Well, I have a job. I just don't make enough to,
right. But don't worry about all that right now. The Father owned everything. You are his daughter. He'll take care of you. Don't worry about that. The primary thing is that you got to overcome evil by forgiving your evil mama. All mothers are evil. There's not a good mother on the planet.
Oh, I know firsthand. I used to think the world of my mother.
Well, everybody thinks world of their mother because they think the devil is good until they really realize the devil was not good.
And I'm sorry, one more quick thing, Jesse.
Yeah.
I'm on the path to becoming an LPN so that I can, like, afford to live comfortably with my son.
Right on.
You know? And the devil's trying to scare me out of it. And I know he said women with educated women, you know, the devil and all that. So I'm kind of, like, conflicted. But I don't want to, like, have to have two jobs and never be with my son just to afford a place and not have anything extra, you know.
Yes.
But an LPN job will enable me to provide.
And because of time, what's your question about that?
Like, what do you think I should do about that in my future?
Become an LPN, and yes, because it's a practical way of living. It's not who you are and what you do. And God gave you the know-how to take care of yourself on earth. And so, your body on earth. So, yes, go and become a LPN, LVN, whatever it takes to make more money as far as getting a trade, and you'll be fine.
Yes, okay.
Because you won't be the job. It'll be what you do, but it's not who you are.
Yes, sir. And I've also, like, procrastinated so long. We've lived for them a year, and that's how long they've given me. And I guess the year's up in May.
Yeah.
And it takes a year to complete the program, so we're going to have to be there another year. But I guess I'm just going to have to deal with that as it comes.
That's right. Get busy. And don't let the ego body stop you. Do what you have to do. Get busy. Get it done.
Yes, sir.
You got to fight against the body because the body is being controlled by evil. And eventually, though, everything would change. Your body would be controlled by good. And you'll just flow in life. It would be amazing. But you got, yes, are you sir. Doing the silent prayer?
Yes, I am. I don't do it in the mornings because I'm like, oh, I'm already running behind.
That's the devil telling you that. There's no you.
I know.
So do the silent prayer. I'm going to have to run because I'm tired. Do the silent prayer. Face your mother shaking in your boots. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you because of the way you treated me. I know now you can help it. And don't argue with her. If she try to argue, if she said, you did this, you did that, let her say what she want. She's lost. She can't help herself. And that's not you. That's on her. And she want to stay in her lies and her misery. Leave her in her misery.
Yes, sir.
Your son is there right now?
Yes, sir.
Is he willing to talk on the phone?
Yes, sir.
What's his first name?
Grayson.
Let me talk to him.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Grayson.
Yeah?
You're on the air. Everybody around the world can hear you.
Okay.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All is well. Do you want to be free of anger?
Yeah.
And you want to have control of your own life?
Yeah.
You got to forgive your mother. She couldn't help herself.
I have.
You told her?
Yeah.
Okay. And so here's what I want. You miss your father?
Yeah.
And you, do you know he loves you?
Yeah.
Okay. So your mother said that he's homeless and all that. Is that true?
I don't know. I know he has a car.
He does have a car?
Yeah.
And why does he come see you?
Because of my mom.
She won't let him?
No.
And how do you know that?
Because she said.
That she said what? Your mother said what?
Nothing.
She said he come see you?
No, she never said anything.
Come back to your phone. You said what now?
Pass her the phone?
No, I said speak right into the phone so I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
So she said he can't come see you?
Yeah.
Oh.
She said he can't see me.
Are you able to talk to him on the phone?
When he calls.
Okay, talk to him on the phone. Let him know you want to see him, and he'll work it out.
Okay.
So here's what I want to do. You forgiving your mother, right? So I want you to start doing the silent prayer. So, because all thoughts are all lies all the time. Stop believing the thoughts, the so-called good ones and the bad ones, and I promise you, you'll start to feel better. You'll be free.
Okay.
And learn to speak up, but don't be angry.
Okay.
All right.
But, okay.
Let me know. So what?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was going to say, my mom says it's bad that I only talk about Taylor Swift.
You only do what now?
My mom says I only talk about Taylor Swift, but I do talk about myself too.
Right. Well, forgive your mother. She can't help it. And because you have that anger, you become like what you hate. So you have your mother's identity, her thoughts and her emotions. Those are not yours. And she became like her mother because her mother's me. And so forgive your mother and do the silent prayer, and all that would change, and everything will start working out for you, all right?
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay.
All right, tell your mother, let me know what happens when she forget her mother.
He said, he told me to tell you to let him know whenever you forgive your mother. Yes.
All right, buddy. I got to run because of time. Okay. But keep me updated how you're doing, all right?
Okay, bye.
All right, bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Juan out of Georgia. Juan, you are on the air.
Hey, what up, Jesse? How you doing, man?
All is well, Juan.
Hey, man, I just want to call you and, just thank you and for helping me out. I've been listening to you for, 2 years. Last September, I went to church. I shook your hand. Man, it was wonderful. It was really nice to see all the faces behind the voices and everything.
Yes.
But, you convinced me, about a year and a half ago to drop my anger. And, I forgave my mother, first of all, but I forgave my father as well. I forgave almost everything. I dropped everything. I noticed that my family was crazy and that they were all just, they were all just fighting over stuff that didn't matter, you know?
Yep.
And my parents divorced when I was 16. So they've been playing sides ever since. They're trying to get me on their side, you know?
Yes.
So I didn't trust anybody. But I moved out to Georgia about 5 years ago because of COVID. And I was kind of forced to live with my dad. And not necessarily forced, but I couldn't just, let him live on the street and everything. My dad was kind of a beta. He lied through his teeth a lot. But, because of that, and listening to you, I knew that, I needed to forgive him. And I did. And around November, he had a heart attack. He passed away.
He inspired?
Yes, he did. He did.
He did.
Nah, but... I just want to thank you, man, because for me, I have, trust me, I miss my dad, man. I really do. I didn't think I miss him as much, but I do. But I have nothing. There's no hatchet to bury.
Right on.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right on.
Yeah. My sisters, my uncles, everybody in my family be crying next to his deathbed. And I was just making sure that we took care of everything. And everybody looked at me like I was just cold-blooded, I didn't care.
Yeah. But let me just say this, because of time, I want you to call me again, but you stay with it, man. Stay with it. Stay with it. It only gets better. And you're going to understand the devil because never before. Once you understand the devil, you're going to know God clearly. But you got to understand evil's working through you, and you are seeing that. It's just going to get better for you.
No, I just want to make sure, thank you, and I want to tell everybody, never forget. Don't ever forget. Keep working on it. Stay on it.
Absolutely.
Be prayer all the time. You are not yourself without that.
Stay with it. Thank you, Juan. Call me again, all right?
Yeah, will do, man. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Super chat.
Super chats.
Zion bought a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk.
Hey, Zion.
Hi, Jesse Boo. Pink hearts vibrating or something and hearts around the face smiling. Ilhan Omar was sitting up there with no shame. State of the Union address,
right.
Trump.
Yeah.
How come they talk about what she did and her fraud but never put her in jail? How come all these people don't get in trouble what they've been caught doing?
Most politicians don't go to jail for doing wrong. That's why they do it, because they know they're not going to jail, and they know the voters still going to vote them in again. It's amazing, Zion. What a mess. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, I'd like to ask.
Ask.
Ask. What does the Great White Hope have to say today?
Oh, Lord. Let's check.
uniting the races
with truth. That's what you're. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Walking Roscoe. He said he has a running war with the media, the most among the most dishonest people on earth.
He's right about that.
Nick LaBoy with a Rumble rant. America has wussified, sorry, kids and ladies, every generation, starting with the millennials to now. They can't handle adversity, criticism, jokes, and the will to endure. They don't have it. To these generations, mommy and girlfriend is God.
And if the mothers didn't screw up the children, the world couldn't touch them like that. But the mothers screw them up and set them up for the world. It's amazing. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, another one. Quote from the late comedian Lenny Bruce, he dead. It's the suppression of the word that gives it any power.
Amazing. Thank you.
Probably referring to the N-word.
Yeah.
I gather. Ronnie from Ohio on buymeacoffee.com/GLP talk. Uncle Jesse, biblical question response.
What's the biblical question?
Did Jesus ever say you must accept me as your Lord and Savior to accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again?
And you say?
I say maybe. I can't say yes because I don't see where Jesus said it in the Bible. I also can't say no because I'm sure Jesus said things in his life that aren't recorded. So it's possible he said that. Also, I agree with you when you say God doesn't punish us. He loves us. For those who disagree, if you put a God before God, the punishment, quote unquote, you feel is from the God that you put first. If you try putting God first, you'll experience the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, and the seven others. God bless you, Unk, and thank you for all you do. Two black arms, dark black, by the way, and American flag.
Black is the ace of spades. Thank you, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing, thank you.
Very nice, Ronnie. Yeah. Shout out to Games for Rec, Aries 1, Kid Combo 1, Wolf336, and the rest of the D-Live crew.
Thank y'all, shout out.
And thank you guys, of course, Rumble and YouTube supporters, monthly supporters. Thank
you
y'all.
Know how to rumble. Thank you all, Rumble.
Walking Roscoe with yet another. Grandpa Jesse, tell me about the good old days.
The world, people gone crazy.
Great call with that young man and his mother.
Yeah, amazing.
Facts.
If the young people drop their anger right now, the world would be, their life would be a better place. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I do appreciate it. Thank you for your support. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Adolf is a first-time caller out of New Mexico. And the other caller, I am out of time. Adolf, call me back tomorrow. The new caller there. And the rest of the callers tomorrow. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. It's Bible Thought for Thursday. What a mess! Thank you all. Hate is coming now. Hate. Hate is coming now. Then the American Anchor, baby. And then Pachi TV. Have a good one.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.